Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Wow, you literally look like you're in a haunted ship.
I love this hotel. I love everyone. They moved me rooms because this was the room with the good Wi-Fi. And I think I'm watching porn like one pixel at a time.
It's okay. You have to recruit your imagination when you're in these ye old English cottage hotels. What's it called? The Gore?
Well, I think by the time this comes out, I'll be gone. So I feel comfortable saying this is the Gore, which I think was built in the 18th century, so the 1700s.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can tell. It's one of those places that has really high ceilings. It looks really spooky, especially at night.
Yeah.
It's definitely an old hotel, an old maiden type of hotel. But, you know, I'll say this. Now that I own a motel and it's public information and everyone knows it, when I stay places, the service is better than it used to be.
Wait. The service is magically better?
Yeah, so like when I stay somewhere, I'll always walk into like flowers with a card that says like, we love you. That says, like, we love your motel. Hope you love ours. Like, that kind of thing.
They step their pussy up hospitality-wise for you.
Yes, because I'm in the industry. I'm one of the girls.
Right. Yes, as if you needed any more massaging or frills or the more money you make and the more successful you become, they should treat you more like shit.
Because I'm like karma. Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, rather than a mint on your pillow, like a knife in your bed.
When my last guitar player, when he was playing for me, we were at a meet and greet or something, and I got a $10 Taco Bell gift card as a fan gift, uh-huh. And he goes, and the rich get richer.
It's always like boggled my mind why, I know there's probably a reason, like a quid pro quo thing, but like, why are the rich, the ultra wealthy, always the one who get freebies, bonuses, the discounts? Like,
girl,
why?
Don't even get me started.
Gouge them.
We live in a world where the people who have been fortunate enough to pay off their loans are complaining that people are getting loan forgiveness.
Oh my God. That brigade.
Worms in the brain.
That I had to pay my loans, so you have to too, brigade. They are so out and vocal. I'm truly like, it's like, well, I was attacked in an alley when I was 16, so I think you should be too.
That's the thing.
What?
I paid all my, we've talked about this before. I paid all my loans off at once. And when this news happened, it did not even cross my mind to think, oh, I guess I should have saved 10,000 of them for this forget. Like,
yeah,
it should have even crossed my mind.
I should have made the minimum payment so that all that interest could have accrued over these 10 years so that I could, you know, be in. I was like, what? Also, it's only what, 10 grand? Go get it. Give me a break.
It's 10 grand, which.
Eat my ass.
You know, it's a lot. I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money, but like, it's not even like it's all of it. And also, I don't know. The system is so broken. We need to figure out some way for people to go to school where they don't have to borrow money. Because on one hand,
yeah,
it's weird to ask 18-year-olds to sign their life away to owe sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For an undergraduate degree.
Yeah. On the other hand, I can understand how a loan company is like, why am I the devil that you won't pay my money back that I loaned you?
Right.
Either side is both sides is wrong. There needs to be some version of this where people can get the education they need and not be like horribly in debt. And we should not allow these. We also shouldn't allow these lending companies. They are just doing the job they said they would do, which is to borrow you money.
But
so there needs to be some kind of like version of this where you can get a loan to maybe help out with your student experience. Mm-mm. And it's not predatory. Mm-mm. And a loan company can lend you money in a way where they make maybe some modest profit, but it's not insane.
Well, see, that's the problem. You know what I mean? I think that whole modest profit wouldn't exactly fly at a board meeting in any corporation. You know, somebody was like, wait, listen, guys, what if we just made a modest profit this quarter? They'd be like, you're fired.
Well, no, I get it.
Education shouldn't be a business.
Well, I mean, that's why like Republican, leaders always do well with big businesses because it's never like a Democratic person taking like, I don't know, even if you are like completely socialist and you're against corrupt government that's being paid off by big companies, if you enter a room where every single one of your opponents is funded out the ass by big businesses, you're like, whether or not I agree with this, the system is so broken. My only way to get my message out is to participate in this type of behavior. And it's like, I don't know. It's like if you're somebody with super liberal, super progressive things you want to talk about, but you need money to run or to have your voice, it's like, how can you play with these Republicans who are taking all, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy. And someone was saying, and I always think about like, oh my God, even to get in the room, any of those rooms, Senate, House of Representatives, President, you need like billions to be the president. It just takes money. You have to buy it. You have to buy your office. Well, that's the issue. It's so crazy.
Even if your platform is, we need to stop representatives from accepting bribes.
Corruption. You need to stop corruption.
Money. You need to accept money to deliver that message.
You have to.
And so like, whether or not you agree with it, you have to play the game. And because the only way to fix the system is from within the system.
Right.
It's like so circular. It's like you have to do evil to do good. It's really weird.
I think by the time it takes you to get into the room, you've already become evil.
I know.
Really crazy, let's pivot away from evil politics because I want to talk to you about something much more evil.
Although, you know, you and I did have that one episode in Australia where we used our big panties and our big brain panties and we talked about the evils of the world. And even though we don't do that, I was humbled by the very positive response to that because I don't want to ever talk about dark shit, but once in a while, it's okay to nod the fact that the building's on fire, but then we need to go back to our own lane. You know?
Well, we need to keep it to local dark shit, which is mine and your shit.
Well, let's talk about, listen, speaking of let's celebrate that, you are reporting live from your first home you own.
Yes, I am. And oh my God, wait. So speaking of one percenters and evil doing, I am reporting live from my new house.
You're not the NRA.
No, but they live right next door. They're in a very ghostly, weird turn of events. Your old framed photo that I have of you, I would pan over, but I have this thing set up on a Kleenex box. I don't want to disrupt the frame. Fell off the wall and shattered on your birthday.
What?
I swear to God. So I overslept. Like I slept 12 hours because I got a new bed and it's so comfortable. And I wake up to your portrait off the wall or a little bit later and it shattered, the frame broke. And so there's this old picture of you and it's very I got to get it reframed, I guess. Anyways, yeah. I love my new house.
Girl, I'm so happy for you. You know, you work really, really hard and honest. Well, you work hard for you. I had to catch myself when I said
when
that.
When everybody said that, I'm like, actually, Ellen, that's not true.
Can I say that for a cross-dresser, you've clocked a lot of years in the industry. In
yeah.
Any industry, any, and if you were in one industry for 15 years, which is about how long you've been in it, you should be able to do things like invest in a home. I mean,
and well, I it's saved great a lot of money.
Honestly, like,
I saved,
you saved
a, lot of
a
money.
Lot of money, and you I did saved a lot of things money. That I know firsthand you did not feel like doing.
Most things,
such as showing work. Up, yeah. Going to work,
yeah, going to know. Work, staying at work, continuing the next day to do that.
You're self-employed, though, and honestly, none of this is guaranteed. No work is guaranteed. You're allowed to, like, now you have a nest egg, and now someday, if everybody doesn't want to see you and no one cares, you have something to sell.
Yeah, and thank you for framing it in such a polite, wonderful way. But there is, I have a tenant. I've become what I have always, you know, feared and reviled is a property owner, a landlord. I have a tenant, a cockroach in my
So wait a minute, closet. How did you find out about it?
Okay, so how did I, well, there's a newsletter in my kitchen every morning. And I was reorganizing my underwear on my unmentionables drawer. And I was like, oh, that's a fun wooden lacquer button someone left in there. And then the button started to move. And I said, oh, that's a cockroach. So I need to, like, for real, I need to flip the script right now on this bug story. Okay. I need to flip the script on the bug story. I live in the jungle, Mary. You should see my backyard. It's a jungle. It's a jungle out there, well, literally.
I have a pest person, and you should any branches that touch the home, you should be spraying for termites. And then you could honestly, yes. Like, yeah. When we go back on tour, you should bomb the place while you're gone.
Well, I'm going to bomb it tonight because I think I just got to get rid of it. I was trying to maybe just set fire to the bedroom, but I think the whole place has got to go.
Girl, and let me clarify. When I lived in the Midwest, the when I would see a roach, I worked at a restaurant, I would see a roach once in a while. Yeah. They were maybe the size of a larger like Tic Tac, a jelly bean.
Oh.
A jelly bean. The roaches in Los Angeles are literally that size.
This is a baby. Mama, this is the baby.
Girl.
This is the toddler.
In my house, you know my bedroom in my condo, you know the carpet's white? I remember one night I was up reading a book and I just saw basically a brown bar of soap.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. What?
And they get so big and they're like, they waddle. They waddle.
Girl, the house shook. I was like Jeff Goldblum, like my glass of water next to the bed was like, I had to get up and kill it with a cowboy boot. And I had to hit it really hard.
But you gotta, my suggestion is put the noise canceling headphones on if you have them available, because that crunch, that
Mama,
is
when you hit that crunch.
That crunch.
When you hit that crunch.
Crunch.
That crunch.
It's a squelch. It's like a, like, it's almost like you're putting, you're literally like a chiropractor at that point. You're a chiropractor. Yeah. You're making an adjustment.
Adjustments. Yeah. It's an adjustment TikTok. Adjustment ASMR. Girl, also, when you kill it, you walk away. It's the legs. It's the.
Oh, okay. Wait. So I'm flipping the story right now on the bug thing. First of all, spiders everywhere. I got to get used to it. Okay, it's fine.
Spiders are fine.
Spiders are fine. But I'm going to say cockroaches are fine, because that motherfucker is probably crawling all over me last night, getting up into my pussy hole.
Girl. Can I say that there are two types of insects that are very scary that we need to tolerate? One is spiders. I know it's not an insect. It's an arachnid. Mm. And bees.
Okay, bees ain't shit. Bees ain't shit. Bees are important.
But I'm saying those are so creepy, important. But they're fine. Cockroach, for what?
Centipede. Centipede.
Girl. Ooh, absolutely not. Silverfish. I saw a TikTok of like a glass jar, a glass bowl over a silverfish, and it was just crawling in a circle. I said, I know Oprah says you're not supposed to go to a second location, but you need to go to a second location. You need to get out of the house.
So how about this?
Can I ask, would you rather have roaches or a ghost?
Oh, a ghost, Mary. I'm so lonely. but like an annoying ghost.
You know, but you know how some performers have like talent? What if you took that roach and you like trained it to do
Roach mom. Roach mom.
To shake or
roach mom. I could be like in the wings. Yeah. Like, you know how we practice.
Oh my God. Yes. Stage mom. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Totally. I left the door open. So this back door to the jungle, I didn't lock it one day. Came home after a full day of errands, wide open. Lizard in the house. Lizard in the house. There's a lizard. Lizard is very pale. I'm going to call her Elizabeth because Liz, you know, lizard. And she's real cute. And I saw her and I was like, And then I'm like, is there a coyote in here? Mary, anything could have been here. 6-7 hours that door was
Girl,
open. Six, 7 hours.
Close that door.
The door is closed.
Close that door.
It's locked shut.
You got to close the door to the spiritual realm.
Yeah. So much is happening. I can't even tell you.
Well, you have to close the door or you have to get a screen. But honestly, lizards are fine. We had a lizard in the pool at the motel and it was totally fine.
Well, they're everywhere in Southern California. They're always bippity-bopping around, super fast, really fun, cute.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Well, I gotta tell you this. Speaking of break-ins, today at my house, my new house, the one I haven't moved into yet,
yeah,
I had the alarm set. I have like something like truly 40 or 50 window sensors, door sensors, glass shatter sensors, all of that set all over the house.
The museum.
And today I got a message that one of the windows was opened and broken into. And AGT called me and said, hi, what's your password? Whatever. Is everything okay? I said, I don't know. I'm in London. Why don't you go check? 8 hours later now, no one's called me back.
You know what that was?
I mean, there's nothing to steal, but like, I don't live there.
Yeah, but they could be vibing. They could be in there vibing. And honey, they need to pay you a dollar.
Haunted. I'm like, go talk to the ghost.
Yeah, that's the ghost. If it's like a low grumble, that's Cheryl. If it's like a wispy kind of whoosh, that's Gerard. Yeah.
I am 33.
Yeah.
I did what God intended, which is to be on a work trip on my birthday.
Yeah.
Away from my friends, family, and everyone. I woke up, got a cool lime refresher. Oh, get this. In the States, they're called refreshers. In the UK, they're called refresha with an A. Which are like a refresher vibes.
Refresher.
Oh.
Yeah.
They still sell those?
Got one of those delivered. Yeah, delicious. Mm. I put on my running clothes. I play my guitar while I let my little coffee kick in. Went and run 3 miles. Got back to my room. And in my room, the hotel had ordered me a pink cake with a card for my birthday. And they delivered it. It was so cute and so good.
That's
you got to remember, the lowest level pastry in the UK is God tier pastry in America.
Right. It's just everything else that's so horrible.
Yeah, but they block in Wi-Fi, air conditioning, you know. But the cake was
but
like
those
one slice weighed 7 yeah. pounds. I think it was straight butter. It was so good. It was so good.
That's
so then I ate
great.
That, went for my little run, played my guitar for a little bit. I went shopping. I went to the Kooples and bought an outfit. Mm. And then I went to Harrods and I bought these little white low top little Prada sneakers I've wanted for a while.
Okay.
For my birthday. And then I went to, you know Michelle Collins, the comedian?
Yes.
Love her. Icon. She invited me and Leland from the production of what I'm working on.
Yeah.
She invited us to come to dinner with her at the Ritz. And I said, oh my God, I would love to. I wore a jacket with a button-up shirt, brand new sneakers, brand new black jeans, had never been washed, black. And I walked up like, yeah, I'm like probably overdressed, but it's my birthday. I walk up. I'd never been to the Ritz. A man in a true toy soldier outfit comes up and goes, you can't be in here in that outfit. And I said,
Wait. Oh, are you serious? He said those words.
I'm dead serious.
You can't.
I am dead serious.
You
I said,
cannot be serious.
I said, my friend is staying here. I'm meeting for dinner. And he goes, yeah, if you're going to wear, the jacket's fine, but you need to be wearing a tie and you need to be wearing dress shoes. And I said, are you sure? I said, these aren't dress shoes, but they're $900 sneakers. I bought them today. They're brand new. And he
did
goes,
you say these are
I can borrow you some shoes. He said, I can borrow you some shoes. I said, and this is crazy. I looked at him and there's something about straight men like telling me something that makes me want to cry right away. I think it's like my trauma. And he goes, yes. We can also borrow you a tie. And my eyes started to well. And he looked at me like alarmed. And I said, I have to go. I'm really embarrassed. And I walked out.
Oh my God.
I was so embarrassed. I walked out. I hailed a cab. I got in the car. And I said, take me back to my hotel. And I'm texting Michelle going, I got kicked out. I got asked to leave. And so then I text Leland and I go, I don't know what you're wearing, but I got asked to leave. And then he goes, oh my God, I'm not dressed correctly either. So then I meet up with him. We go somewhere else.
Yes.
I was so embarrassed. And I don't know why. I guess I thought like, because it's my birthday and I thought it was overdressed. So you have to imagine. I thought I'd have to be bashful about being overdressed. Right. And instead, somebody from a colonial reenactment of the Titanic was like, get the fuck out of here.
You filthy, fucking unwashed, poor piece of shit. Oh my
and
God.
And I've never been to the Ritz. I didn't know. And I was so embarrassed.
There are so many things
more
I love
embarrassed
about
than I should have been.
Yeah. There's so many things I love about this. Number one, I like the rich person shaming is amazing. Also, like I feel like if I were in that position at this point in my life, I would have been like, oh, okay, yes, I would love to borrow some shoes and a tie. But could you just do me a favor and hold this huge steaming pile of turd that I just came out of my bum? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to bring this in. Or can I? Ooh.
No, it was so embarrassing. It was like, oh, I don't know God. What's so embarrassing about someone offering to borrow you clothes.
Yeah, because you're a miserable wretch and you're trying to get into the Ritz.
It's clothes is embarrassing.
No.
It's that I showed up almost like, wow, I'm going to embarrass myself by going a little too hard. But it's my birthday and so like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you can't be. Like, it was like.
Yeah. And it's one thing, like, I don't do dress codes, clearly. And like the one thing I will do no bowling, bowling shoes on, I will follow that dress code very, very rigidly. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well,
but that's
the sport.
Right. I mean, you're not going to wear sneakers in the bowling alley. You're going to change in the shoes.
So then tomorrow I'm going to a little dinner with Michelle and she goes, oh, meet me here at this time. And I said, what's the dress situation? And she goes,
wait.
And I go,
What was she wearing? What? A fucking belt, like a Oscar de la Renta ball gown?
Oh, no. Okay, sorry. It was Michelle Collins I was meeting up with at the Ritz.
Yes, yes.
Today, I talked to Michelle Visage because I'm meeting her tomorrow for something.
Okay, okay.
And I said, what's the dress code? And she, oh, by the way, Michelle Collins was wearing a dress, I think she said from Zara. It was like.
Well, women really, I think we've tortured women long enough and still do with dress stuff. You know.
Let her go naked.
Yeah.
But although, but also I talked to Graham Norton about it and he said, well, one time I was there and the Dalai Lama was there. And since the Dalai Lama, even though he was male, won't wear like a jacket and stuff, there was no dress code that day. So
you have to be the fucking Dalai Lama. You have to be an enlightened Buddhist patriarch to get into the Ritz without a tie.
Girl, I'm like, I look like Dolly Parton and I smell like a llama. Can I get something?
Mary!
I love these moments where it doesn't matter. I love these moments where it doesn't matter if you have stumbled into some success. Girl. So once in a while, your white trash poor breeding comes out because you don't understand social norms.
Tomorrow,
I'm meeting Michelle for a dinner, mm-hmm. and I go, oh, is there a dress code? And she goes, no, just, you know, dress smart, kind of stylish. And I said,
I just
got asked to leave the Ritz, so I need more information.
Yeah, just smart and kind of stylish, way too broad when you're dealing with crooked tooth, like colonial fucking...
no, kidding. British it's people. The UK. I'm like, I have veneers. I should own this fucking place. Yeah.
My skin isn't like orange on purpose.
Yeah, I know. Although on this thing I'm working on, the self-tanning has been... I'm actually pretty washed out today, but the self-tanning is...
She's I'm burnished.
Going off.
You're burnished.
Oh, girl, I'm going off. Yeah. It's the self-tan covered with cosmetic rub-in tan, covered with body bronzer, and I am a gremlin.
Awesome.
I look like I own a toe ring shop in Boca Raton. It's really shocking. But
you're not at liberty to divulge any information about this current project, I'm assuming, right?
I just am always afraid of getting in trouble. But
yeah, okay.
I will say this. If you think I'm filming what I would be filming here, filming that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I already said that I've been with Graham Norton and Michelle. So like, what else are we doing?
Yeah.
We're doing celebrity.
Matinee at the Bathhouse. Biggest loser.
Yes. But I'm also reading, because I'm in the UK, I'm reading this book called The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
By Alan Moore, because it's a graphic novel. I read graphic novels now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Watchmen.
It's very British.
Right?
Mary, I didn't just read Watchmen.
You bought the t-shirt too. Yeah.
Doomsday Clock, the DC crossover of Watchmen.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, in this one, the world is about to end again. And so Ozymandias is like, well, Dr. Manhattan's been missing for 20 years, but I think I know where he is. They cross universes over to the DC universe, where they find that Dr. Manhattan has been fucking over. He's been hanging out over with Superman, Batman, all that. And it's sickening. Uh-huh. And then I read Before Watchmen, which is a prequel
to The Watchwomen. Girl, where the Watchwomen.
And I think I read all the Watchmen now. But girl, Watchmen worked me out.
Yeah, yes.
I think I'm going to read it again.
Do it. Watch the series again. It's so lit.
Regina. Now that I've read everything, I think I would watch it again and I would actually collect more of what was going on.
You know what you need to watch? So the same producer and director who did Watchmen, Mary, he did a show called Chernobyl. And you need to watch that shit yesterday.
That sounds sad.
Oh, are you kidding me? Mama, it's beyond sad. It's grisly. It's gruesome. It's horrifying. It's a true, like, for a drag queen having success, it's a great antidote to your lifestyle. It's like it is, it's so, so well done. It's so well done. It is so well done. Literally.
What's it called?
Chernobyl. And it's on...
I thought it was pronounced Chernobyl. No. I said, hey. Why is all that flesh melting off those guys' bones? You know, I said I'm a lot of things, but I never fucking said I was noble. Whoa. You know, I know Cher doesn't listen to the pod,
that's what Cher took
out the AirPods and threw them in the ocean.
That's what Cher would sound like if she had been in Chernobyl.
Girl, oh, that is the way to put it. There's another, I've been doing a lot of research about graphic novels. There's another one I want to read called Black Hole. Do you know about this one?
I think I do.
It's a graphic novel. Because I told you I read Watchmen and I told David Silver, I was like, I loved this book. And he goes, yeah, it's considered the best graphic novel of all time. and I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I think Time Magazine did a list of 100 of the most influential novels, and Watchmen was the only graphic novel in there. Mm. But Black Hole, I think, is, from what I've read, it's a graphic novel about an STI that breaks out at a high school that makes you mutate and, like, grow limbs and stuff. And so it's about, like, teenage sex, STI stigma, where people, like, grow second eyeballs, third eyeballs and shit.
Mama, that sounds like Crimes of the Future.
Well, bring on the body horror. We only do body horror now.
This is Crimes of the Future podcast. Hi.
Crimes.
Hello, I'd like to report speaking a crime from the future.
Speaking of Crimes of the Future, audiobook reading.
Oh, girl. Mama. I was imagining, like, you know how you see, like, certain, you know, clips and music videos where, like, let's say a hip-hop artist is, they're in the sound booth, you know, they got all their friends around them, people are smoking blunts, they're carrying on, there's, like, big-titted women in the booth, and then, you know, you're in there with your notebook, and you're vibing, and it's, like, really, like, cozy and glamorous, and it seems like the place you want to be. No. That's not the vibe. That's not the vibe.
That's not what happened.
An audiobook. No.
You know, I think you're funny. I think I'm funny. Sitting alone in a room, reading your own writing to yourself, it's not a gas.
No.
It's not fun.
No.
There
were a few moments where there were maybe 10 or 12 moments where I'm like, did I fucking write? I sure fucking did. Jesus Christ.
There was a few moments where the joke was like, I was like, oh, that's funny. And then there's a few moments where I go, girl, you are rotted. Your mind is rotted and you're going to hell.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of like, this would be fun to listen to if you didn't write it. Like,
yeah. And also it would be fun to read it if someone else wrote it.
Exactly. I was like, I think the quality's good, but because it's too much inside baseball. I'm like, this is really boring to read, but it won't be boring to listen to.
No. But it was also like, I think I did it all in one session, and it was like, in a very rare professional moment, I decided to power through and do more work than I was able to, you know, than I was required to. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then I'm waiting for my certificate in the mail.
I think you're certified. We don't need to give you a certificate.
But there was that one engineer on the other side of the glass, and then there was a woman who was working remotely, who was in my headphones. And the way this woman had laser-focused attention for the entire time, because she would pick up on these mouth clicks and these little gurgles. One time, the guy heard my stomach growl and said we should pause for lunch. It was like...
They would say, it's a little too many mouth noises. Can you read that again?
Yes!
I said, do I not know that I talk like this?
Yeah. Oh, like, that wet squelch was just me getting up from the chair. Sorry.
And then, of course, it's 9 a.m. I'm on an empty stomach having black tea. And my stomach is going.
Yeah. Sounds like Yankee Stadium down there. Yeah.
Girl. Yeah. I'm like, I wish I could get this kind of applause during my shows.
So it was a lot. But I applaud them because they had to pay attention. I was like, y'all are having to pay so much more attention than I feel you need to. And that takes a lot of energy. I think the three of us worked really hard that day.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, reading the sections again too, it's, you know, this book is, both books are satire. This one's definitely, I think we went bigger and weirder and grosser and more absurd because the workplace itself is absurd.
Yeah.
The workplace especially now. Full of like bizarre customs and bizarre things that are expected of you for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, if we're not writing something that is really inflated and insane and not grounded in, it should be like grounded in reality, but that's it. I mean, you and I exaggerate work life to extreme levels.
Because my work life reality is also pretty extreme and, ungrounded, let's say.
Well, and also, you know, you and I talk from the heart in the book about, not from the heart, but from personal experience about retail, restaurant work,
right,
delivery driving. We talk about all of that. And we talk about like the Pie in the Sky Entertainment.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, it's, I think people will like it. I always
Who listens to audiobooks?
Who listens to podcasts? But like, I constantly listen to podcasts and audiobooks. So
I know, I was like, God, losers, as I put on my next podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wait! Speaking of which, I have shifted to terrestrial radio in my long haul.
Wait a minute.
Mama, KNFW, terrestrial Girl. Radio for the flyover states, long haul truckers.
She's back, honey.
She's back, honey. Terrestrial fucking radio.
Girl,
I she's cannot talking tell about you.
The listeners and the viewers. NymphoWars is back, and it's actually more insane than it ever has
been. Mama, it is. It's the only podcast. You need to pause this one and then delete it, and then just go to KNFW for all of your terrestrial radio needs.
And if you have ever thought that she and I are at all gutted,
Mama, no.
politically incorrect,
we're a dusty rotted, dictionary, dusty
mommy,
old fucking tome.
We are a Webster's thesaurus, and those whores have me.
Mary.
I was in my drag room, like, I think I was doing a wig, and I was listening to them, and I was in there alone, scream laughing.
Yeah, screaming. I was doubled over at the sewing machine, just with my mouth open, like.
It's so funny. They are so funny. Girl,
the
Fire Island birthright trips for people in the flyover states.
Yes. Did you see the Lizzo moment with Ann Dowd comes on? Fucking Ann Dowd, it's the Madonna. I mean, the guest Terry Gross. They're in
the guest.
I'm just saying words right now, but there, it was so funny.
By the way, I think last week's podcast. I don't know if you listened, or I don't think it's come out.
Oh, Mama, we didn't do one. We didn't do one. I couldn't get it together.
One of the new ads. One of the spokeswomen is it's Cher.
What?
Cher's now doing ads for us. We should do more celebrities in our ads.
Wait, are you joking? Are you? Oh, it's you with Cher.
It could be Cher.
Hey, I can't even do your
the
dad.
Voices
Cher
are so similar.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Can you do like a celebrity voice at all?
Absolutely not. I could probably do like a man. Like I could probably maybe do like an old man, some kind of old man.
We think you could maybe do an old man.
Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips, through the window.
Oh, you have to do an ad as Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Well, if you buy this. Oh, there was a cockroach. Oh, there was a cockroach.
No,
it's bloody. Oh, it's bloody. Oh, my God. Oh, Trixie. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, it got me. She got me.
What did it get? Where is it?
Oh, it's on the floor. Okay, I'm calming down. It's fine. Sorry.
Wait, grab the camera. Grab the camera. Show it.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that just gave me a chill.
Do you see it?
Oh, ouch. Oh my God.
Do you see it?
Put it outside.
Mama.
It feels like it's too big to kill. Like, it feels like an animal.
I'm gonna be a chiropractor. I know. Come on, baby. Come on. Come into the light. Oh, this is good. Oh, that got me worked up. Oh, God. Mama, it flew on me. Oh, you're right over there. Sorry.
They fly?
It flew on me.
Cockroaches fly?
Maybe it's something else. All right, should I jar it and then? Oh boy, hold on. Fucking, okay, shit.
I think just throw it outside. It's too big to squash. They're like animals.
Mama, but I'm also not gonna touch it. I'm gonna put a glass on it.
Oh, there's no world when you touch it. That's disgusting.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Well, honestly, if anybody who's listening owns like a pest control place in LA, please reach out.
I'm gonna spray it. I have the spray. Sorry.
Hit him with the got to be.
No, I have bug spray, but where is it? Fuck my ass. Oh, it's huge, bitch. It's huge.
Mary, you don't need bug spray. You need bug spray and a lighter.
Shut up. Where grab the torch. Where the fuck is the... Sorry.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. And it was so big.
Girl, it's people don't know. I mean, I don't want to say where you live. You kind of live up in the hills. It's wildlife up there.
No, it's a jungle. Literally. I mean, it's a jungle. All right. The bowls. I'm putting a bowl over
it. It's animals. Lisa Vanderpump has two swans.
Oh, where'd it go?
One of her horses just died. One of her baby ponies just died.
I lost it. Oh my God.
Okay, well, that's great.
Shit.
Oh, I don't think we've ever had anything so shocking happen on the pod.
I know, this is really upsetting. Also, Mary, I can't see it. Oh my God. Hold on.
Well, if anybody's wondering about me, I'm having this lovely smooth Chardonnay from Kiss of Wine.
Stop it.
Where it's a dry it? White.
I'm trying to look for it. You realize I can't sit down again until I find it.
Well, this is a real call to action. If anybody knows a pest person in LA, they could reach out. This could be a great situation.
Yeah, I'm like, this is stress. I have the door open. Maybe it could fly out.
The thing is, I don't think they even bite.
No.
I really wouldn't worry about it.
It's not like, everything's brown in my apartment too. I can't see it. There's shit everywhere. All right, I'm closing my door because of the noise.
Fecal material.
Oh, Mama, you didn't see it. It fucking flew at me.
I didn't see it. I have too bad of a lag on this computer. Oh, I got it. I saw.
Okay, it's on the chair. It's on the chair. Okay, hold on. Oh, I can't. Do you see it?
See, it's on a brown chair. You can't even fucking see it.
Just grab it.
Oh, I'm pointing the thing. You can't. You're on the computer. Yeah, you can't.
I'm on the computer, and you're pointing the phone. At but good for you.
It's on the chair. Like, oh fuck. Okay.
Well, trap it.
I can't. It's on the arm of a chair. I can't trap it in a bowl. It's like, it's. Do you know
get
what
your
I mean?
Broom. Do you have a broom?
Mama, it's. I. Ooh, it's huge. The antenna are so long. It's basically a bird. There's a bird in my house. There's a bird in my house, bitch. Mama, that's a bird. She's so large.
Oh, I gotta tell you this.
Okay.
I was at the park over here, and I think it's Kensington Park, and there's a colony of wild parrots in the park. Apparently there was a film being made here, and some of the like actor parrots escaped and colonized this park. And so there's wild green parrots in the park here.
Girl, good. Oh my God. It flew. It's flying. This is a bird. Bitch, she's flying. She's flying. Now she's on the wall.
I'm showing the people. I'm so sorry.
Go trap it.
I gotta kill it. Fuck my.
Kill it.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, I'm gonna hear it. Oh God, I need a bigger book. I need a large book. I need a fucking large book. Okay. Oh, I hate this. I hate it.
See, kids, when you buy a house, you gotta have it checked for condo.
Oh my God, okay. Oh. Oh, it, the huge mangled corpse is just fucking splashed all over the wall. Like a, it's.
Oh. That just gave me another chill. The thought of that, just the thought of it makes me sick.
It's so disgusting. I'm so sorry, but that was. Mary, I hate that. My blood pressure. My blood pressure.
Girl.
My blood pressure. Mary, I don't need all this.
I do live for that Studio 71 shirt.
I know, I just literally happened to have it on. Isn't that funny? Wait, I gotta say one more thing. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What so anyways, this? I was in...
Shut up. The most UK thing happened today, on top of the Wi-Fi, the air conditioning, everything being crazy. I am on set and I go, can I use the laundry here? I have my clothes I need to wash. And they go, yeah, give it to me. And I go, well, I'm not going to let you handle my laundry, you lovely, you know, production assistant. Uh-huh. I'll go put it in and yeah. You can just switch it when it's clean. They switch it. They run it in the dryer 3 times. They gave it back to me. The clothing is sopping wet. I said, so if we have a dryer and it's not going to come out dry, what are we doing? What's going on? Let's unpack
that. Mama, in the UK, dry is actually a synonym for soaking wet, which would explain when you say, can it be cold in here? I think they mean, girl, do you want it real hot and wet?
I talked to a lovely colleague of ours, a big wig from our world, and they said, how's the air conditioning over on the set? I said, horrible.
You know why? Because RuPaul's not there.
I'm reporting. Well. Although one time, I told you about this, when I worked on the Hello, Hello video, it was 98.
No. We don't talk about
in
that.
The room.
I have.
And you know, our lovely dancer, Tom Feeney, who dances on tour, goes, well, you know, for dancing, it's actually nice to have your joints kind of warm. If it's too cold, you can injure yourself. And I said, well, it looks like you're going to break both your little kneecaps today, yeah. Huh?
Well, that's why we have 911 on standby.
Girl.
Mary, I have that trauma of yours is so embedded into my body. It's like I was there and did it. Like I have such like, I have taken on that trauma from you. I really have.
You could do a sense memory exercise.
It's my memory and I need to go to therapy too from it. It was like, I just, oh my God. Oh Lord.
It's my ultimate air conditioning one-up story because yes. It was drag, hardcore dancing and 98. I remember taking tons photos of the thermostat, 98 degrees, 98 degrees.
Yeah. The way that it's such a here wrap on all that, you know, that's my internal body temperature. We don't do
it. We need to close the door to the spiritual realm of heat.
Yeah. 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 It's an HVAC podcast, guys. I hope you all have realized that at this point. But wait.
This is who we are.
Yes. And this is what we want. let me tell you something. I have been having, intercourse, but anally, right? And receptive anal intercourse, in fact.
Do they know?
How do I tell if they know? Usually it was the roach who would tell me, but since she's gone, I don't know.
If you can bottom for someone without them knowing.
That's a mortuary situation.
I don't know how that happens, but.
That's a mortuary. Yeah. It's mung diving.
Is it a lot of sex with the same person?
It's not a lot yet, but I'm hopeful. I'm also realistic, but you know.
What's a lot? Like once a week?
Yeah, I would say that maybe. Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
But I got to go actually.
I'm wearing a Rolex. I've taken a Somonex and I'm hitting that Trimex, honey. But you know what you need?
Mucinex?
Terminex, bitch.
Terminex. Mary, this motherfucker's, her antennae are longer than my legs.
Girl, I'm not putting up with that.
I don't think I want to either. I'm not accepting this reality. I need to move on.
You need to move on.
We gotta go.
I'm excited because
we gotta go.
Oh, we gotta go. What time is it?
Oh, we got to go because I actually have to go.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. And happy
this
birthday,
international
Trixie.
Program.
Happy birthday.
You know, thank you very much. 33. Can you believe? I remember saying as a young drag queen, if I was doing drag by 30, I was going to kill myself. And here we are.
Yeah. Don't worry, honey. We'll do that for you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.